in a barn. The king who was coming is still coming. This is full of mystery. You know, a mystery can be hard to enter sometimes. That's why this time of Advent is so important. Sometimes people can walk right through a mystery and not even know that it's there. This time of year, you will see people hurrying in the malls and the stores, buying things and doing this and doing that, but they will miss the mystery. Maybe they don't know how to get ready, or maybe they just forgot. Well, the church learned a long time ago that people need a way to get ready to enter or even come close to the great mystery of Christmas. So the church set aside 4 weeks to get ready, the weeks of Advent. This is such a great mystery that it takes this long to get ready. And during this time, we are all on our way to Bethlehem. We are all making the journey together. So let's go now with the prophets, with the Holy Family, the shepherds, the angels, and the magi, and all the rest, to make the journey that was not just back then. It is also now. Our story begins long, long ago in a little town called Bethlehem.
Of this inn, and I try to keep it clean. This isn't your typical shoddy motel. No bed bugs, no lice. Animals are strictly kept outside. Kosher food only, the best inn in Bethlehem.
Blah, blah, blah. Mom, you don't have to brag about the inn to us. We've heard it already.
Well, I know, kiddo, but we do have to keep it in good shape. Are you finished mucking those stalls out back?
They were mucked yesterday. Do I have to do it again?
You never know who's going to come through.
Yeah, right. Who's ever going to come here?
Like who? Kids, you've got a lot to learn. Sit down here and let me tell you a story of what happened at this very inn when I was even younger than you. Winter, the hardest winter I can remember. And the great Augustus, Emperor of Rome, wished to count all the people in the land in order to tax them. He sent out a message.
Hear ye, by order of Augustus, all people must return to their hometowns to be counted.
This was bad news for many people, as they would have to travel over through deserts and over mountains to reach their hometowns.
It sounds like a stupid idea. Why not count them where they lived?
Why not indeed? I think Augustus was just trying to show us how powerful he was.
He's awful.
We can't have anyone saying that. In any case, we got a lot of business here at the inn, so I wouldn't be complaining at all. We were packed to the gills, I tell you.
Where did everyone stay?
They made do as best as they could, but I will never forget the young couple who came by. They were the very last people here in town. They came from Nazareth, and they were just teenagers. And she was, well, very pregnant.
I'm so tired. Where is our donkey? When will we ever get there?
We're almost there. I can see the lights of Bethlehem.
To tell you the truth, I'm not even quite sure that they were married. Well, anyway, they came knocking on our door. It was late, and they had nowhere else to go. So we said you could sleep in our barn. To be fair, our barn is nicer than Hezekiah's hotel.
Mom, stop bragging.
Oh? We made them comfortable there with a little extra straw. And wouldn't you know it, she had her little baby boy in our barn.
Joseph, dearest Joseph, mine, help me rub this child of mine. God will honor thee and thine, while all around the love of light is streaming.
Christ was born on Christmas Day in Bethlehem.
Dearest Mary mine, I will walk this child of mine in the clouds around his shine, in love's pure light around his soul is streaming.
On Christmas Day in Bethlehem, see the babe in slumber softly dreaming.
So that's the moral of the story, huh? We have to muck out the skulls in case someone needs a clean delivery suite?
No, well, not really. But what made you think I was done with the story? There's much more. That baby has visitors coming every day and night. You should ask the shepherds what happened next.
Forget what happened that night. We were up on a hill watching our sheep. We were trying to make them go to sleep for the night. They did not want to go to sleep.
Suddenly, there was a bright light in the sky and an angel appeared. We were terrified.
Don't be afraid. I bring you great joy that a savior will be born in Bethlehem. Run, go quickly to Bethlehem. You will find a babe lying in a manger wrapped in swaddling clothes.
And suddenly there were angels everywhere, filling the sky and singing.
Angels appear to the shepherds. That's just weird. If there's an important message, God should announce it to the mayor or something.
Yeah, shepherds are gross. They never clean up after their sheep.
I agree with you, because I did have to clean up after them the next day. All of them came to our barn to see the new baby. But let me tell you something about our God and the people that our Lord chooses to use. It's usually the people that you don't expect. Moses stuttered, Joseph was a slave, Jonah was a fraidy cat, Sarah, well, was too old to have children, and Naomi was a widow. But these are the people that God chose to use.
Maybe it's better that way.
But here's the thing. The baby had other visitors too, very important visitors. They went to King Herod's palace for directions.
Wise men from the east, so they say. So they say. Looking for a new king to worship? I haven't had any baby boys recently, at least not to my knowledge. This must be a rival king, a challenger.
Indeed, my lord. You must not allow this newborn king to come to power.
Aha! I know what I must do. I will ask them to find this baby for me, so that I may worship him as well. Or kill him.
A most excellent plan.
Magi! Come hither! There's a baby to be born in Bethlehem according to ancient prophecy. Find him for me, so that I might visit him as well.
Most amazing assortment of guests in our stables that evening. From the poor shepherds who traveled a mile or so, to the rich magi who traveled for weeks to get here. When we told the magi about Herod's plan, they decided not to take the news back to him, so they kept the baby safe. And I thought, if this boy was to become king for the rich and poor alike, that is a king I would gladly serve. He would be about 30 years old now, that baby. I still wonder how he's doing.
Hail, hail to the newborn king. Let our voices sing him our
Hallelujah.
walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of deep darkness, on them a light has shined. For to us a child is born, for to us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulders, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And with the greatness of his government and his peace, there will be no end.